We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Mem Amar Beis, and we are beginning the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Amar Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. HaCholetz liYevimtoi. The halacha is, if you give chalitza to your Yevama, hu asur b'kreivasa, v'asur b'kreivav. It's a little bit like someone divorces his wife. He's always related to that wife. Here also, he gives chalitza to this woman. They're always a shtickler related. And he is asur in her kreivim, and she is asur in his kreivim. And the Gemara will enumerate the different kreivim. Zok the Mishnah, hu asur on top of our base, hu asur b'ima, he is asur in her mother, and her mother's mother, and her father's mother. Just like the lach is, you asur to your wife's mother, which is chamaisai, and aim chamaisai, and aim chamav. Here also, it's like it's your wife, and therefore you asur to your mother-in-law, and to your mother-in-law's mother, and your father's mother, ubebita, and to her daughter, uvasbita, and to her granddaughter through her daughter, uvasbana, her granddaughter through her son, uva achaisa, and her sister, just like you also to your wife's sister, as long as she's alive, you also to your chalutza sister, as long as she's alive. But your brothers who didn't do chalitza to this woman, let's say this woman's name is Rachel, the achim did not do chalitza to Rachel, they are mutter in Rachel's relatives. So that's the halacha. He is asur in her relatives. He and she, asura ba'aviv, is asur in his father, because we look at it like kalasai, and we have to see, because this is only a chalutza, so we have to see in the Gemara if there's iser shnias siosa, but so far kalasai, that's a regular iser deraisa by a real daughter-in-law, so we look at it that she is like a daughter-in-law, so therefore the father, she's asur in Shimon's father. And Shimon's grandfather, which that would usually be something called Kalas Benoi, the daughter-in-law of your son. And there, actually, it's usually a Shnia. But he was saying that Vi Aviv, let's say Shimon's father, would be Usher in this, Vi Aviv, in Shimon's father's father, which is the grandfather, would be Usher in this Chalutza. Ube Benoi, and in Shimon's son, because that's his father's wife, Ube Ben Benoi. And that's his Eishes Avi Aviv, which might also be a Shaila of, Shniyos, Ba'achiv, in his brother, Ba'achiv, because it says Eishes Ach, Ba'achiv, so therefore let's say the brother Levi is also in his Chalutza because it's like Eishes Ach, Uve Ben Achiv, and the son of his brother, let's say Levi's son, we also because that's Eishes Achi Aviv, it's the wife of your brothers, of your father's brother. And again, this chalutza we're considering an aishas, considering like a wife. And the Mishnah ends off with two other halachas. Muta adam v'krevas tzaras chalutzasai. That means the chalutza has a co-wife. Other people, your mutter in the karav, you are mutter also in the karav of the tzara of the chalutza. But va'aser v'tzaras krevas chalutzasai. The sister of your chalutza, you're also in the tzara of that sister. That's the halacha, and the Gemara will elaborate a little of that at the end of Mem Amar Beis. So that's our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says that when someone does chalitza, let's say it's Shimon who does chalitza to Rachel, Shimon is also to Rachel's relatives, and Rachel is also to Shimon's relatives. And that's what the Mishnah enumerates. Now the Gemara is a shayla like this, Abay Luhu. We know that chalutza really, mid deraisa, it's not really considered your wife. It's only a din derabanan that we consider chalutza your wife. That's the din. It's not a deraisa to a din. It's ki'ilu hi ishtoi, like Rashi said in the Mishnah on Memonaf on the bottom. Rashi says, ki'ilu hi ishtoi v'chol krevis nehaseres, makmas isha gemura asuris mid derabanan v'chalutza. All these asurim that we consider chalutza like your wife is din derabanan. So the shaila is, so all the deraisa digarayas that are also to a real wife, so we'll give that issa to chalutza medrabanan. What about shniyas? And that's the Gemara Shaila. Ebayelu, gozu shniyas bechalutza oiloi. The shniyas are, we learned earlier in the Masechta, that there are different esurei arayis that Chazal added on to the regular esurei arayis. And we had around 16, 17 of them brought down on in the sugya before, in the second parak. Different shniyas. So those shniyas we want to know, are they also applied to chalutza? Abayelu, gozu shniyas bechalutza eloi. Be'ever deraisa gozu b'rabanan shniyas. By ever deraisa they made shniyas. But chalutz loy gerad rabbanan shnius. But the chalutz, which is only there by itself, they didn't go there shnius. I don't want to it's the same. So the Gemara's attempt to try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Tashima, let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, who aser be'ima uve'im ima. It says that he is aser in the chalutz's mother and the chalutz's grandmother, which those things are by a real erva. Those are a deraisa de garais. Ve'ilu aim ima, the great grandmother, which means the fourth dar up, which means you, in a case where it's your wife, your wife's mother's mother, your wife's grandmother's mother, your wife's great grandmother. The halacha is the medaraisa. That's not an issa erva, but medarabanan. That is one of the shnias of Tari Rab Chia that we had before. So it says over here that he is usher in the chalutza's mother and grandmother. Don't say the great-grandmother. So you see that there's no shnia, it's by chalutza. So Moore says, no. Dilma hainu time le'tani, mishum de gebayel misti seifa. The reason why I didn't say it is because it wants to say the seifa, va'achim mutarim. It wants to say the other brothers that did not give chalitza, they are mutter in these arayis. Now if you would have said, aim ima, you would have said great-grandmother, so you would say, Vitana Tana aim ima, havina ha'achim mutarim dafka be'im ima. You would say that what that says that the brothers who didn't do chalitza's mutter, you'd say it's dafka going on aim ima. But you would say the other ones are asr. Now why would you say the other ones are asr? Ava ba'im ima, va ima, lo, you would say it's asr. Why would you do that? So Rashi explains, because you would say, since there was a zika, that would be enough to asr, just because the other brothers had a zika with this Rachel, who fell to Yibum, maybe I would be also in her mother and her grandmother, just our Zika. So therefore, we didn't want to mention that the chalutza here is also even the fourth dar up, al shniyos, because if you mention that, so then you would think va'achum utarim is only going on that, and not on the other ones. Therefore, it just says the two are there, the rice, the ge'ervas, and then it says va'achum utarim. Pray to Gemara, have an eitzah to take care of this. Say, listen to aim ima, say the case of aim ima, which is a case of shniyos, and then speak out that the achim mutar and all the arayis. And then you have eights of everything. Gemara ends off with a kasha. Gemara ends with a kasha. But like Tosha speaks out, this kasha is not that we're slugging up, because we are going to come out with maskana that there are shniyos bechalutza. So then it's taka shver. Why do we leave it out? So you have to say it's like a tana v'shayer. Back upon him, the Gemara blabs with a question. The Gemara still right now does not have a raya if a chalutza has issa shniyos as well. Toshima, let's try to bring another right, another part of the Mishnah. Toshima, it says her, the chalutza itself, which is Rachel, Toshima, he asura ba'aviv, uvavi aviv. She herself is asur in Shimon's father and Shimon's grandfather. Ketani mia avi aviv, in Shimon's grandfather. Now let's remember, the halacha is that Shimon's father is asur to her, if she would be a real wife, als what? Als kalosa. That would be, if she would be a real wife, it would be the rice of the isser of kalosa, of daughter-in-law. Shimon's grandfather would be usher, if it would be a real wife, it would be called kalas benoy, the daughter-in-law of his son. That would only be usher, midrabban, al tashniya. Here, it's only a chalutza. So, l'chayra, avi aviv should not be usher then, if shniya is not usher, because all it is shniya, and here we're talking about chalutza. So Toshva, he asur ba'aviv v'aviv, k'toni mi avi aviv, my lav m'shem chaylitz. They're also m'shem chaylitz. They have a lay kalos b'noi, which is kalos b'noi, and it's only their abonin digadin of shniyah. So still we're saying, here by chalutza, you have a zissa. And for the Gemara, no. Loi m'shem misna, they have a lay kalos b'noi. You know what the problem here is? Remember, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven died. His wife fell to Shimon did chalitza. Shimon's grandfather can't marry Shimon's father's father can't marry the Shimon's chalutza midin that it's Reuven's wife. So it's kalas benoy for real. So maybe really there's no shniyos on a chalutza. But here, there's a kalas benoy for real because it was Reuven's wife. Reuven's called a misna. It was Reuven's wife. It was Reuven's real wife. Therefore, the grandfather is anyway also on this woman because it's a real kalas benoy. It's Reuven's wife. So therefore, it's not a raya. It's a shniyos here. Here that it says in our Mishnah, that says Avi Aviv, maybe it's also the Misna, also the one who died, also Reuven died. Therefore, it's not a raya that we're going to ask her Kalas Benoi, even by a chalutza, we're going to ask her Shni even by a chalutza. So let's try to bring another raya. Toshima, it says, Ben Benoi, it says that Rachel Gachalitza is also to Shimon's grandson. To Shimon's grandson. Now, what's the problem with Shimon's grandson? Shimon's grandson, it's his grandfather's wife. Now, Eishes Avi Aviv is only a Shnia. And still you see here, even though it's a Chalutza, it's also. Toshma, Ben, Benoy, my love, Mashim Chaylet, the Havalei Eishes Avi Aviv, it's your wife, the wife of your grandfather, which is only a Shnia. Here we're saying it's also, because here, Shimon's grandson, that Rachel is only a Chalutza, and still, you're also in it, Alts. Eishes Avi Aviv, it's not really Eishes, so you see, and it's only a Chalutza, so still we're making a Shnia on that. So Dr. Marloy, Mashim Misna, it's because of Reuven. It was Reuven because this Rachel was married to Reuven. Aye, that's not Eishes Avi Aviv. What is that? Bahavala Eishes Achi Avi Aviv. It's your great uncle, it's your grandfather's brother's wife, which is Otu Eishes Achi Aviv. Otu, the wife of your father's brother, which is the Raisa. This is a Shnia of Eishes Achi Avi Aviv, but that's also because Reuven was really married to her. Freit the Gemara, Haiki say the Taich of Ben Benoy means that you're also in Ben Benoy because Eishes Achi Avi Aviv, Ha Meimah Machshav Eishes Achi Avi Aviv, Ha Meimah held it was kosher. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you what Ameimah says. Ameimah will Taich the words Ben Benoy different. Benoy or Ben Benoy mean different than anything. Right now we think it means Shimon's son and grandson. Ameimah, as I say, it's going back on Aviv. Ameimah Mukala Bebar Bera De Saba. It means it's going by Barbara de Saba, which means like this, that when it says Ben Benoy, it's going on the father of Shimon. We'll call him Yaakov. And the halacha is, he is Asur, first of all, like it says, he Asur Ba'aviv, which means she is Asur in Yaakov. And she's also Asur Benoy Shal Aviv, the son of Yaakov, which is her brother-in-law, which is her husband's brother. She's also in that. And then she is also, and that's the Isser Tzatzla Yivne, because once you get Chalitza, you're not like a Yivim anymore. And then to the son of, the grandson of Yaakov, which is one of her nephews, is also Aser, because it's Eishes Achi Aviv. It's a Pashuta Eishes Achi Aviv. It's the wife of your father's brother, because it was married to Reuven. So therefore, Fia Meimar, you have a way tied Benoy Ben Benoy. It doesn't mean Shimon's son and grandson. It means Yaakov, Shimon's father's son and grandson. So Freit the Gemara, heck you say that's what the Mishnah Benoy and Ben Benoy means. Yehochi, look at the next part of Mishnah, says Achiv Ben Achiv. Achiv Ben Achiv is exactly Benoy Ben Benoy, the way we're teaching now. So the Gemara, Tana Achiv Mena'av. The first case is brothers from the father's side. But Tani Achiv Mena'im. The second one is Achiv Mena'im. That Achiv Mena'im, it means Reuven and Shimon both had a half-brother from their mother's side. And Allah is that even that brother is Aser also, which Achiv Achia Av Mena'im, the Eisha Achia Av Mena'im, is actually only a Shnia. But here, since he was married, she was actually married to Reuven at one point, so therefore, because of the Misna, Yasa and this Shnia, which means like this, that they had a brother Mena'im, they had a brother Mena'im, had a child. So that child, it's the Eishes Achi Aviv Mena'im, which was Reuven, and the wife of Reuven became Asa to this child. So that's who, so the Achiv is Achiv Mena'im, and the Ben Achiv is Ben Achiv Mena'im. They're also all Alts Misna Alts Reuven. We still do not have a Raya, anything about Shnias. Tashma, let's try to bring another Raya from a Braisa that talks about the Isurei Kroivim of this Chalutza. Tashma, the Braisa, Tanar Rav Chia, Arba Medivrei Torah, Va Medivrei Sofrim. That four Isurim on this Chalutza, that by a real wife would be the Raisa, and four Isurim on the Chalutza, that would be Isur the Rabbana, by a real wife. And the Rav Chia explains, Av Ubenoy, Achiv Ben Achiv Medivrei Torah. The father of Shimon and the son of Shimon, so that would be, if it would be a real wife, it would be, by Av, it would be Kalosai. By Benoy, it would be Eishes Aviv. By Achiv, it would be Eishes Ach. Uben Achiv would be Eishes Achi Aviv. So those are Medivrei Torah. So those are all also on the Chalutza, Ki'ilu, she is married to Shimon, and just like if she would be married to Shimon, she would be Aser in Shimon's father, Shimon's son, Shimon's brother, and Shimon's nephew. Here also she's Aser. And then the Braita says four other ones. Avi Aviv, which means Shimon's grandfather, Bavi Imoy, from his grandfather to his mother, Ben Benoy, his grandson, and Ben Bitoy, Medivrei Sofrim. Those are all Divrei Sofrim. Now the Gemara will analyze these. Ktani, Mia, Avi Aviv. It says, one of the cases that are Darabanon is Avi Aviv. My lav, Mashim Chaylitz. That here we're saying Shimon's grandfather is also to her because it's like Kalas Benoy. Now remember, if it's Alta Chaylitz, that's only a Shnia, because a grandfather to his son's daughter-in-law is only a Darabanon Shnia. And here, all it is a Chalutza, so you see, even by a Chalutza, we ask for Shniyas. My lav, Mashim Chaylitz, have like Kalas Benoy, which is only a Shnia. And for the Gemara, Loi Mishum Mista, to have a Kalas Benoy. Lamaisa, she was married to Reuven, and therefore, the grandfather, which is Reuven's grandfather as well, is also to her because of Kalas Benoy, because Reuven was actually married to her. So that's not a Raya to Shniyas by Chalutza. Toshima, Avi Imai, the father of Shimon's mother. My lav, Mishum Chaylitz. So again, to have a Kalas Bitoy. It's the daughter-in-law of his daughter, which is only the Rabbanon, only a Shniyah. You see, even by Chalutza, you have it. Loi Mishum Mista, that's because the Mista, because of Reuven, is married to Reuven, to have a Kalas Bitoy. There, it's a real Kalas Bitoy, which is also a Shniyah. Still don't have a Raya. Toshima, over Ben Benoy. Chia says that Ben Benoy is the Rabbanon. Pashas means Shimon's grandson is also to this Chalutza. It's Eishas Avi Aviv. Eish Avi Aviv is only a Shniyah. My lav Mishum Chaylitz. To have Eish Avi Aviv. And for the Gemara, Loi Mishum Misna, because of Reuven. So it's really Eishes Achi Avi Aviv, which is only a Shnia, but there's a Shnia, it's the Misna, one of the daughters really married to her. Da'ale Eish Achi Avi Aviv, for the Gemara, Ha'meim Ha'machshir of Eish Achi Avi Aviv, Ha'meim held that was kosher, there was not a problem with Shnia. And for the Gemara, Ha'meim Ha'mukum Lo Mishum Chaylitz, Ha'meim Ha'meim is going to have to say that here it's also because Eishes Avi Aviv. She wasn't Eish Avi Aviv, she was a Chaylitz of Avi Aviv. The Kasava goes, Shnias Bechalut. So, Fia Meimer, we definitely have a Raya from this Rav Chia, by the case of Ben Benoy, that there's a Raya that we have Shnias Bechalutza. Toshema, we're Ben Bitoi. Now, this will be a Raya, Metz Hashem, for everyone. Toshema, Ben Bitoi. My Lav Mishim Chaylitz. Pasha means the Chaylitz. That means that this is a Ben Bitoi, and it's his. And this Ben, it's his mother's father's chalutza. So just like it's his mother's father's wife, would be aser. So here also we're saying it's aser. The havel eisha v'imai. Now eisha v'imai is definitely a shnia. And the halacha is that here, even though it's a chalutz, it's aser. Then we're loy mishum misna. Maybe it's because of Reuven. So it's eishes achi v'imai. It's Eish Achi Avi'imai. It's a great uncle through your mother that it's his wife. Now the Eish Achi Avi'imai. Right, the Gemara of Agavishniyas the Erva like Gazu. There's no Shnia like that. There's no Gzera of Eish Achi Avi'imai. There's no Zera like that. That your great uncle through your mother, his wife, that's not a Shnia. So here it's also, it got to be through the Chaylitz. You see, and it got to be as Eish Avi'imai. So you see, there are Gzera of Shnias by Chalitza. Alav Mashim Chaylitz. You see from here that we are going to Shniyos by Chalutza. Now we're going to go to the second half of the Mishnah. And first we'll discuss something else before that. But our Mishnah says, Mutta Adam Krevet Saras Chalutza. Also Saras Krevet Chalutza. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rav Tuvi Bar Kista. Omer Shmuel. Haba Al Saras Chalutza. Havlad Mamzer. This is really a Machlekes before we had a Yechidah Rav Shlokosh and Daftir Aleph. That there's a Shiloh there. In a case, Daf Yudam Beis, not Yudalef, Daf Yudam Beis, and Yudalef, and the case there was that you have Reuven dies with two wives. You gave Chalitza to one of the wives. The other wife, if you marry the other wife, what's the halacha? The co-wife of the one who got Chalitza, what's the halacha? The Tzara's Chalitza, if you marry her, what's the halacha? So it's a machlokes. One man the Yom HaHeled, it's a Chi of Karas, because it's like Eishes Ach. It's Eishes Ach now, because no head to Yibam there. But Rav Yechon holds no, that the shliach for each other, they're all like a chalutza, and there's an issa lav of lo yivne. So here, Rav Tuvi Barkista Amar Shmuel Habal Tzaras Chalutza Havlad Mamzer. Why? My timer. Bisurikai, because the issa eshesach. Omer Rav Yosef, I want to bring a raya for my Mishnah, which Be'etzem is really the first Mishnah. It says Va'achim Mutarim, which is right there, will really be, and it says in our Mishnah, look back on top of the Amid, three lines from the top, Va'achim Mutarim. It says the other Achim are Mutar in the Kroiva. Kroivim of Chalutza, if he was a Shliach, there wouldn't be Mutter. So it sounds like it's not like a Yechon anyway, there's not a Shliach. But come on, the Marv is a different Raya. Omer Rav Yosef, Afanam and Tanina, being a Raya, that the Tzara is not called a chalutza, and she has issues of eish zachaner. Avraham tenino muta oidam bekroivas saras chalutzasai. It says in our Mishnah that a person is muta bekroivas saras chalutzasai. The karav zaras chalutzasai. Let's say in this case we did chalitza. There was two wives. There's Rachel and Bracha. He did chalitza to Rachel. Bracha is the tzara. The kroiva of tzara of bracha is muta to you. It's not related to you. It says muta. Iyamit b'shlama tzara. Avroi, that the tzara is not called a chalutza at all. Mishum hachi muta v'achoisa. Eli amr tzara k'chalutza dam. You both, you hold tzara is like chalutza, which means that tzara also is like part of, it's like a shliach. Like her tzara is making a shliach do chalutza for her, so she's also chalutza. Tzara chalutza dam. Am I muta? Why you muta in the car? So you see, takat araya that the tzara has no din chalutza. And we said, really, you see v'achim mutarim. You see a clear like that, that the tzara doesn't have a din. The chalutza, because just like the achim are not called that they made him a shliach, they're not considered a chalutza to Rachel. Same thing, bracha also is not considered a chalutza either. Like upon him, they have to derive the achim. Dama bein hu bein achim, bein hu bein achim, ein chayav loyal chalutza karis, loyal sarasa karis. Not chayav on either one karis. So it's be a kasha of Yechanan. Omar Rav Yechanan, you're right. This Mishnah is mevuya klar that there's no. There's no, like, the other one's not, the tzara does not become a chalutza, the brothers don't become, like, this person's a chalutza to them. But, it's only by chalutza, which is not the raisa. Om lach avyechram, tizbara, achoyz chalutza to raisa, is chalutza chalutza to raisa, varma shlokash, kanchal rebbe, achoyz grusha midivere taira, achoyz grusha midivere taira, achoyz chalutza midivere seifrim, achoyz chalutza midivere seifrim. So, therefore, it's no shaykhis. That's what he says, that in this Mishnah, we know whatever this is that this is what Rav Zalka said. The Kan Shana Rabbi was that by Karav Tzara's Chalutza, that Achoyz Chalutza is not the Raisa. Achoyz Grusha is the Raisa, but Achoyz Chalutza is not really called Achoyz Ishtoi. So therefore, Rav Yochanan will say Avada. You're right that the other one also the Shliach comes Chalutza. But to Aser now, Chayz Chalutza in this case, that much they're not going to do. Because the whole Chayz Chalutza is only the Rabbanon. And they were not Geyser in this case to Aser even on a Tzara of a Chalutza, the Chayz Tzara. That much they're not going to do. Because the whole Chayz of a real Chalutza is only the Rabbanon. They didn't make a Gzeira for a Chayz of a Tzara Chalutza. That much they didn't do. And that's why in our Mishnah it's saying also of a Achim Mutarim as well. Because the Achim didn't do Chalitza Lamaisa. The other guy did Chalitza. It's enough if he's also in the Kraven. But we're not going to ask that a brother, the other brother also in the Kraven, because the whole Issa of Karo Chalutzas is only the Rabbanon. So the Gemara Vaita, according to Rashi, is really a new Gemara. That said, at the end of the Mishnah, that a person's mutter bekroivas tzaras chalutzasai. Like we just said, that's mutter bekroivas tzaras chalutzasai. It means Rachel got chalitza, Bracha's sister's mutter to you. But va'asa v'tzaras kroivas chalutzasai. That means the tzara of, let's say, Rachel got chalitza has a sister married to some other guy, Gimpel. And they have two, and so that one's also to Achayz Chalutzasai, and they have another wife, and Gimpel has another wife. That other wife in that tzara is also, which is a pella. If he Rashi learns, it's not even an eishesach there. Still, the tzara is also there, even though it's not a makom eishesach. So the question is, what's pshat? Maishna hai. What is pshat? Why a person is also, but tzara is krevis chalutzasai? So the Gemara answers like this: Hach to Oslo v'hadol v'edina gozur barabonim. It says like this: We have the case over here. We have Rachel's sister, Rachel Gachalitza has a sister. She has a sister, Leah, who's married to Gimpel. And with another wife. So Leah always goes with her sister when they have Chalitza. So when they walk out of the Chalitza place, people might think that you know who got Chalitza? Leah got Chalitza, not Rachel. And Leah is the one who is related to Shimon. And therefore, they're going to say, a tzara's chalutzasa is mutter. Because they think she's the chalutza. And they see the tzara's mutter, and they say, a tzara's chalutzasa is mutter. Because it's a normal thing for a sister to go to Bezdin, therefore we get mixed up between Rachel and Leah. Masha'inkein, a tzara, the other case was, mutter of mekroivas, tzara's chalutzasa, a tzara of the chalutza, no one gets mixed up with the chalutza. Why? Because she never goes along with the Bezdin. She's not so close with her tzara or the co-wife. Hi, a sister is close to a sister, but a co-wife is not close to the other wife. Anything, the enemies. Hi, the Oslo Vahadol Beidino, the Gozer Vahadol is no Gzeira. And therefore, there's no Gzeira that people can think she's the one who got Chalitza. And therefore, her Karaiv, the Karaiv of a Tzara's Chalitzasai, is Mutter. That's how Rashi learns this Gemara, that's the Chilik. And the reason why the other things also can get mixed up between Rachel and Leah. Tosis has some kashas on this pshat. Ayin Tosis right here on top of the Aleph, not for now. Akaponim, that's the way Rashi learns the sugya.